Continuing to discuss Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, as is suitable for a Shravan Kirtan camp. It's meant to be Shravana Kirtana Vishnoho, as we know from the famous verse describing the nine prominent processes of devotional service. Just in a few names coming up is the name, it's the name of Vishnu, Punya Shravana Kirtana. It's very auspicious to hear and chant about him. Now, in discussing these names of Vishnu, there's less opportunity to diverge into peripheral subjects. We can dovetail all kinds of topics in discussing about Krishna. Political, social, economic, psychological, and so on. But there can be a tendency to veer toward the mundane in doing so. So in discussing Vishnu Sahasranama, it helps us to keep very clearly focused on the whole point of why we have assembled here, which is to hear about, glorify, remember, and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, it's seen that if we discuss political, social, economic, and so on matters, current affairs, the devotees, they feel more enlivened. At least judging from the number of hits I get on my YouTube talks, there are less for the Vishnu Sahasranam talks. Of course, there are members of this movement whose talks get many, many more hits. Usually they are ones who don't talk that much about Krishna or Krishna consciousness. Definitely at the present time, in the world today, the interest in Krishnetara Vishayam, or topics other than Krishna, are more popular than topics of Krishna. So some of our devotees have found out a way to get more people to listen to them by talking about topics that people like to hear rather than what they really need to hear. Name 910 in the numbering system given by Parashra Bhatta is Urjita Shashana. He of inviolable commands, which gives or continues the theme that we've had in the last specifically, explicitly, in the last two names. The last two names I spoke on in this camp. Can anyone remember what they are? Chakri and Vikrami. So this name, Urjita Shashana, like the previous two, it emphasizes the power of the Supreme Lord. For us sinful people in this material world, that is generally the first way we come to recognize the Supreme Lord. In the Christian tradition in which I was raised, there was much emphasis on fearing God. I'm saying that what I said could be understood in two ways. The specific Christian tradition, I don't know in Orthodox Christianity if they stress that, but in the specific Christian tradition in which I was raised, there was much emphasis on fearing God. It may be different in different branches of Christianity. The idea is, you better not do anything wrong, or you'll get smashed. There's an angry old man sitting on the other side of that cloud who's ready to smash you at any moment. Well, that's a beginning. To recognize the power of the Supreme Lord and to be afraid of doing things wrong. We may think, well, I can get away with doing something wrong. No one will see me. But as Srila Prabhupada commented, a criminal can get away with breaking the laws given by man, but he can't get away with breaking the laws of God. We may wonder why such a extremely sinful person as Stalin could go through his whole life. Where was God to stop him? We may also wonder why bad things happen to good people. What's the answer to that? There are no good people in this material world. Everyone's getting the fruits of their reactions. So there is God, there are the laws of karma, working under his direction, and no one can violate that without being punished. I mentioned that in the name Chakri, one understanding is that those who don't follow the Vedic path of sacrifice, they are agha, they are sinful. Aghayur indriya rama mogham partha sajivati. Such sinful people, they live simply for the pleasure of the senses. And they live their whole life uselessly in illusion. Now, when people don't follow the laws of God, they have to suffer. That we can understand from the name Urjita Shashana, he whose commands cannot be violated. Srila Prabhupada related that when he was a child, a palm reader looked at his hand. He said, Hukam chalega, hukam chalega. There are two people here apart from myself who can understand what that means. Which language is that? Hindi, you can say, it's actually Urdu. Hukam is actually Urdu, isn't it? That means it literally means his order will go, but it means his order will be followed. Srila, the palm reader prophesied that Srila Prabhupada's order will be obeyed, his orders will be obeyed. In other words, he's a very commanding, authoritative kind of person, a natural leader. No, anyone in this world who has any qualities or abilities, those qualities and abilities reflect the supreme qualities and abilities of the Supreme Lord. He governs this world effectively because he's in charge. He's ultimately in charge. No one can go against his order. There's a famous folk tale from English. I don't know whether it's true, no one's sure whether it's true, but from English history, there was a king in England called Canute. This is going back more than 1,000 years ago. So apparently, he ordered, when the sea tide was coming in, he ordered the sea tide to go back out again. But the sea tide kept on coming in. There are two interpretations of this. That either he was so foolish as to think he was so powerful that the sea would actually follow his order, or that his sycophantic followers were so ridiculously praising him as being so powerful that he wanted to show to them that he wasn't so powerful. People who worship others with unrealistic expectations are setting themselves up to be disappointed. On the other hand, however much we praise the Supreme Lord, that praise will never come even close to his actual glories. How powerful is he? With our very limited intelligence, it is beyond our ability to even understand or imagine how powerful he is. We become astonished if we see some powerful manifestation of material nature. I doubt if any of you have, but if you've ever been caught in a cyclone, it's quite astonishing. Or floods. Has anyone ever been in floods? Where? In Mayapur? Yeah. Especially, yeah. I was once in Bangladesh on some high land in a town, and it was inland, well, long way inland, but the floods were such that whichever direction you looked, you could only see water. It looked like it was as if we were in the middle of the sea. So we become astonished at the power of material nature. But this is only a tiny manifestation of the power of the Supreme Lord. Parashurbhata explains this name as follows. Virinchi purandaradi alangagya urjita shasanaha. He whose order cannot be transgressed, even by Brahma, Indra, and others. Especially these two names are given, because we see that both Brahma and Indra tried to show their prowess upon seeing Krishna's childhood pastimes. They both knew that Vishnu had come to the world for the sake of helping them. It was on the prayers of Brahma being instigated by Indra and other demigods that Krishna appeared. But they were expecting Vishnu will come in all his might and glory as Chakri holding his Sudarshan disc, as Vikrami showing his mighty power. And they saw some village boy taking out cows and not even wearing any shoes. And so they wanted to show that they are more powerful than him. They became embarrassed. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives pretty much the same explanation. Vidhi Rudradi Alanga Agyatvat Urjita Shasanaha. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the names of Brahma and Shiva, Brahma, Shiva, and others. His order is inviolable by even such great demigods. Not one of the demigods can even lift a finger against him. That's an idiomatic statement. They, for all their might, they can't do even anything slightly against him. In Bhagavatam, we find Kapila Dev saying, Madbhayat vati vato yang suryas tapati madbhayat vashat indro dahatyagnir mrityus charati madbhayat. It is because of my supremacy that the wind blows out of fear of me. The sun shines out of fear of me. And the Lord of the clouds, Indra, sends forth showers out of fear of me. Fire burns out of fear of me, and death goes about taking its toll out of fear of me.
Огонь горит из страха передо мной, и смерть ходит и собирает свою дань из страха передо мной.
Agun, fire, is it? Agun, fire, you're saying it's Russian?
Огонь.
Agun.
Огонь.
Agun. In Bengali, it's Agun. Very similar. And of course, Agni in Sanskrit is a common word for fire. So, the wind blows, that means the god of wind blows out of fear of Krishna. The sun shines, that means the sun god. In the Upanishads also there are similar statements. And just discussing with Gadadha Pandit Prabhu yesterday, who's brought a book, out a book on three principal Upanishads. How many statements in Bhagavatam and Gita, they're parallel to those in Upanishads. In Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad is stated, Etasya va aksharasya prashasane garagi surya chandramasau vidritao tishtata etasya va aksharasya prashasane garagi dyav apritivyao vidritao tishtata. By the supreme order, which means under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the moon, the sun, and other great planets are moving. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is stated, Yaj chakshuresha savita sakala grahanam raja samasta sura muritir shesha tejaha yasyagaya brahmati samrita kala chakra Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Brahma worships the original Supreme Person Govinda, whose eye, as it were, the eye of all the planets is the sun. The king of all the planets, all the demigods, with unlimited power, unlimited brilliance. So powerful is the sun. The scientists say that even in less than a second, the sun generates more power than the human race at its present rate of consumption could use in billions of years. And just keeps on burning brightly. What is the scientist's explanation of that? It should be getting smaller, right? In a fire, unless you add fuel, it gets smaller all the time. We accept the Supreme Lord has inconceivable power, but even the sun has inconceivable power. And that sun, according to this verse of Brahma Samhita, travels in his orbit according to the order of Govinda. This, discussing this verse, Srila Prabhupada writes, this is a description of the movement of the sun. It is said that the sun is considered to be one of the eyes of the Supreme Lord, and that it has immense potency to diffuse heat and light. Still, it is moving in its prescribed orbit by the order and the supreme will of Govinda. Now, Govinda's commands are so powerful that no force in the universe can go against him. And he pervades every atom of the universe, so you can't get away from him either. The British, they introduced to the Hindus the idea of Hindu mythology. In other words, they want to say that all the Vedic and Puranic descriptions are simply myth. So now I'm going to comment on Christian mythology. In Christian mythology, which was picked up in Islam also, there is the devil. Also known as Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, and Old Nick is a... You probably have something in Russian also. It's like a colloquial name for him, Old Nick. Anyway, according to... Christian mythology, actually it was adopted from pre-Christian sources, pre-Christian mythology. There is Satan, who's very powerful, and God is always fighting with him, and God has a hard time against Satan. Actually, if you take that idea, it seems like Satan won. In this world, at least, it looks like Satan's in charge, not God. But this mythology is not accepted in Vedic understanding. Veda means actual knowledge, not mythology. There is no Satan or anyone else who can violate the orders of the Supreme Lord. It's good for us to know. Because here in this material world, we have the tendency to do whatever we like. We may say, to hell with all this God and religion. And God says to us, to hell with you. You actually have to go to hell. He commands us via scripture, shastra. Yah, shastra vidimutsrija, vartate kama karataha, nasa siddhim avapnoti, nasukam naparam gatim. Those who violate the orders of God given in shastra, simply acting according to their own whims, they cannot attain spiritual perfection, no way. They cannot attain happiness. And there's no question of them going to the supreme abode. Another aspect of Christian mythology is that you can enjoy yourself in this world and after you go to heaven. All you have to do is say, I believe in Jesus, do whatever nonsense you like, and you'll go to heaven. Christian mythology. If we don't accept what is right and what is wrong, then we are demons. Pravritinja nivritinja janana vidur asuraha. Those who do not know what is proper and what is improper, they are called demons. So if we choose to disobey the orders, the laws of God, then we are punished by the mechanism of material nature given by God. It is a loving punishment. He wants to rectify us, but it is punishment nevertheless. No exceptions, no excuses. The only way out is Mame Kam Sharanam Raja, surrender to Krishna. He will deliver us from all sinful reactions. And if we're so dull, as we mostly are in Kali Yuga, that we don't do that, then Ek Krishna Nama Kare Sharva Papa Koi. Simply by chanting the name of Krishna even once, all our sins are destroyed. Shankaracharya, in his explanation of this name, stresses on this point. Shruti Smriti Lakshanam Urjitam Shashanam Asya Iti Urjita Shashanaha. He whose commands in the form of Shruti and Smriti, the Vedic literature, is very powerful. Shankara quotes in this regard a verse which also appears in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Shruti Smriti Mamaiva Agye Yastu Ulangya Vartate Agya Chedi Mamadveshi Madbhakto Pina Vaishnavaha. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, says, the Shruti and Smriti are my commands. He who transgresses them is a violator of my laws and is hateful toward me. Such a person, even if he calls himself my devotee, is not actually a Vaishnava. Sadhu Savdhan. Be careful, all you saintly people. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha dante nidhaya chuna kangpa deyo nipatya kritva chakka kushatam etad aham bravimi he sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad gauranga chandra charne kuruta parivadatu dino yata tata vandana mokara navayam vichara hari rasa madira madhati Puvi Vilota Nartana Nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,